It creates a frequency. When we are really, really gratitude and we feel it, we're putting out a vibration that creates a frequency that is the language of the universe. It is on the same frequency as abundance in our lives. And that's why when you see people that really work with gratitude and creating gratitude in their lives, they tend to start having good things happen to them.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today is a former farmer and rugby player, turned certified mastery consultant, motivational speaker, coach, author, TEDx speaker, and I might add, a great storyteller. Wayne Forrest, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Oh, thank you, mate. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is all mine, and I'm really happy that that we get to spend this time together. Let our audience know a little bit more about you, where you are right now.
Yeah, I'm on the west coast of New Zealand, a little place called Taranaki. I'm originally from the east coast of the North Island, a little place called Porongahau in New Zealand.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, I mentioned the fact that you're a great storyteller because I watched your TEDx speech and it was amazing. It felt like I was reading a book, I was seeing a movie, and I absolutely loved that. So tell us a little bit about why you're not a rugby player anymore and what happened at 10 to 5.
Yeah. I grew up loving farming and rugby. That was my number one and number two first loves in this world. And I was playing a rugby game for my local club, and right in the last minutes of the game, I made a mistake, which resulted in me dislocating my neck under my shoulder, and the pain was absolutely terrible. I lied on that ground for about an hour, and finally a doctor came and gave me some medicine, you could say, and from there I kind of only remember little bits for the next 5 days or so. But when I woke up, I quickly realized that my life had changed from this fit physical young man who had everything in front of him. I had two businesses running, a farming business. I used to share sheep for a living as well, and I loved sports, and you know, anything I could get me moving, I loved. And all of a sudden, I couldn't move anything. I couldn't move my hands or legs, it was a very scary moment in my life.
I can only imagine how hard that must be, especially since you were so physical, like you mentioned. And I'm guessing a lot of your identity was based on physicality, on doing things, on being active. And I can only imagine how much of a shock that was. So how did you manage to overcome the limitation? Of course, I'm talking about the limitation that we all have at times in our mind.
You did write about that extreme. You know, my ego was very physical and it was definitely a big part of my identity. And I can remember just lying in that bed and thinking, oh God, how am I going to survive this? And an idea came, or insight came, and it was like a quiet voice that just said, and it was really calm, you're going to do what you love. And I suppose that really gave me something to focus on, because I knew that I needed to do my first love, which was farming. I wasn't going to play rugby again unless it was in a wheelchair. So that sort of pulled me and drove me a little bit. And I think it was my upbringing too. You know, my parents sort of taught me to look forward and not back. So those combinations of having a vision of going back to the farm, even though there was no way I could really comprehend how I was going to do that with my limitations. You know, I've got very little movement in my hands, if not none, pretty much. My arms don't have all the muscles working, and I definitely can't move my legs, and got no balance. So I didn't know how, but I just knew that I had to try. And so that sort of set me off on that journey. And I'm so glad that I did, because before I knew it, I was getting stronger. And by making that decision, I soon left that hospital, and I was pushing a wheelchair instead of going in an electric one, like the doctors were telling me. And when I got home, I was very lucky because the farm was very isolated from any towns. It was way up in the back blocks, as we say. And I had a farmer's wife that became my number one carer, and she used to be a physio. And she also had worked when she was training with someone with spinal injury. So all these things fell into place by making that decision. And next minute I was transferring, and from my bed to my chair, from my chair to a car, driving. Mm-hmm. And then once I started driving, I could get something adapted. And I was back on the farm with my dogs, and whistling at them, and probably a bit of yelling because they pretended they didn't hear me now and then. And I was, you know, managing the farm again with a bit of help from my now wife, who was helping me at the time with my kids and housekeeping. And she would come and open my gates for me, and we started to run that farm again.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I think it's such an inspiring story. And even though we, the ones listening to your story, might have different kind of challenges, I think it's something that can inspire us whenever we feel like there are things that are limiting us quite a lot, even though they might not be at the same level, and we feel that we can go forward, like you mentioned, like we tend to look backwards. And I think it's wonderful what you managed to do, and the fact that you're here with us, that you're communicating this story with us, is a wonderful thing. So thank you for doing that.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. with new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Thank you, mate. I really appreciate that. And to just be clear, there was definitely some bad days. There was a lot of things that I had to deal with, and a lot of dark moments, you know. But that, you know, the things that I've said were the things that drove me forward. And, you know, that gave me confidence. And once I achieved that goal, then it was sort of like, what next, you know? And I started to explore, you know, of, okay, if I'm capable of that, what else should I do, you know? And that's, you know, there's a whole story, backstory, but that's how I ended up being a life mastery consultant. It took me on a journey by asking that question, okay, what do I love? And then, you know, just recently the book has come that I've written, The Inner Warrior, The Power Within. And that was all about sort of understanding, putting it all together and listening to mentors that, okay, I've got two sides of my nature. I've got this, the side of my nature that seems to talk to me through my intuition, my gut sense, my sometimes it turned up as a small voice, but it was sort of like a knowing. It was always calm. And I realized that, wow, there's this power, you know, especially after doing a bit of training and self-development with a lovely lady called Mary Morrissey and at the Brave Thinking Institute. And I realized that we've actually got two sides of our nature. We've got this spiritual side that seems to know stuff. Its natural thing is abundance. It is whole, you know. Hasn't been broken in any way. You know, you and I aren't broken. Mm-hmm. We're actually whole. We're this beautiful spiritual being having a human experience. And so that's where the inner warrior language came from. The inner warrior is that part of us that knows all the answers already. It's just that quite often, as humans, especially as men, I believe, we've disconnected ourselves from that intuition, that knowing, that unconditional love, as I call it, you know? And so that's what I did with the book. I wanted to write a sort of short book that's only 60 odd pages long for men to understand that, wow, we've got this power within us that we just need to connect to. And understanding that we've got this human experience that has got all these traumas and experiences that created conditioned love, you know? I've done it as a parent. I've got four beautiful kids and five beautiful grandkids now. And
wow, congratulations. You
know, yeah, thanks, man. That's the thing, you know, I've created this amazing life, and it's just so much to be thankful for, because I connected to that other side of myself. And that was a whole journey over many, many years.
I can imagine.
And that's
yeah.
That's why I've written the book. I want to speed that up for people. And same with the TED Talk, you know. It's all about creating that unconditional love in our lives for ourselves first, so we can push that out as masculine men of the modern day.
Wonderful. I love that vision, and I think it's very important for us to connect as men and to be able to see the whole picture and ourselves as whole. And yeah, there are many things that can start from that. But I also wanted to ask you, you mentioned gratitude, you mentioned being thankful. What does that mean for you? What does gratitude mean for you?
It creates a frequency. When we are really, really gratitude and we feel it, we're putting out a vibration that creates a frequency that is the language of the universe. It is on the same frequency as abundance in our lives. And that's why when you see people that really work with gratitude and creating gratitude, I've actually got a quote, man, if you don't mind, which sure. I think sums it up, and it's by Wallace D. Wattles, and it goes, "The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best. Therefore, it tends to become the best. It takes the form or character of the best and will receive the best." Right, so you know that it is where we're meant to be. That's who we are. That frequency. That's our true nature, and that's why it feels so good. It is on the same frequency as abundance, as unconditional love, which are all spiritual vibrations. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, and I feel the same. We talked about this quite a bit on the podcast, the fact that there are two things that, at least in my experience, are very clear. Love and gratitude, the fact that they are the cornerstones of our existence. And it makes a huge difference when we are able to access them and live in those states as much as possible. But I'm also curious what you do and what you recommend us to do when we're not able to be grateful, to be in that state, because we all know it's not always easy and it's not something that we can do all the time. So what do you recommend us do?
Oh, my big thing is understanding that we have those two sides to our nature. You know, they are both what makes us as a human being, the spiritual side and the human side. So understanding that we're going to be triggered, we're human as well as spiritual. So understanding that it's meant to be that way, and your past is your past. It's there because it's trying to show you something. Life is for us, as the great Tony Robbins would say, so understanding that these triggers happen, and normally if we're not feeling that vibration of gratitude, then we're in the personality or the part of the human experience, or that side of us. And so we have to first acknowledge what that is, right? I'm feeling flat, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling angry, or I'm feeling any of those lower vibrations, which, by the way, we all do, including myself. We acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge it. And once we acknowledge it, we can then choose. Because if we can't see it, that we're in that vibration, you can't choose something different, right? So for me, it's acknowledge, see it for what it is, understanding that it's just something, some trauma, some some understanding, some belief that was given to you by past generations. They didn't know any better. It's just, you know, it was the way it is. But by acknowledging that and seeing it for what it is, then you can say, right, do I want to stay in the state, or do I want to step into that unconditional love, that gratitude, that knowing, that wholeness of the inner warrior, the spiritual side. For me, that really works. It's understanding that where my traumas come from. And if we've got time, Jorgen, I'll talk about, you know, understanding how that created my accident.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the other things that I wanted to mention, since we got started and I read your name out loud for the first time. Many times on the podcast, people talk about the power of nature in reconnecting to gratitude, and seeing your name, Forest. I was thinking about, I was just acknowledging, basically becoming aware of the fact that forest is for rest. And many people say that they need to rest, yet not many people know how to rest in a way that's actually replenishing. And I think that in many situations, the wisdom is in the word itself. And I think this is one that's really interesting, because it actually tells us what the forest is for, you know.
and that's, you know, there's no pushing in spirit, and spirit is connected to the universe, is connected to the trees, is connected to everything, right? It's made up of the same intelligence of whatever that is. It's breathing us, right? So when you really start to understand the two different sides of the nature, it really starts to make sense that, you know, push energy is human experience. You know, flow, ease, rest, it's insight. It's like having a vision, knowing where you go, but you don't have to know the how. It's just, okay, what's the step in front of me? Trusting your instincts, trusting that intelligence that's in the forest, in that forest. You know, it's just so beautiful.
Oh, I love this perspective. Indeed, it can give us quite a lot of insight when we are there. And I think it's one of the reasons why we feel so replenished. And like you mentioned, if we listen, we can hear quite a lot of interesting things that can come to us if we are aware. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, wow. My mentor, Mary, one of my main mentors, I've had many But she would say that, you know, it's creating a relationship. You know that voice. You know that insight. It's like a brother's voice because it's part of you. It's just that we need more practice to connect and to create a relationship with that side of us.
Yeah. It's true, because we are all the time in our heads, most of the time in our heads, thinking about the things that we need to do and speaking and doing all kinds of things. And unfortunately, we don't spend enough time listening to our inner voice. So how can we do that more often?
Well, I know you're a big meditator. I'm probably not so much, but the breath, I do enjoy it when I sit down and meditate. But you can also just meditate by just taking that deep breath through your nose, right into your gut, you know, and just consciously connect to that. Whatever it is for you, it can have so many names. You know, it can be God, it can be universe, it can be my name is in a warrior, right? And if you do that through your breath, it just calms everything down, especially if you've created, like I have over the years, that relationship that it gets easier and easier and easier, to where I can just bring myself out of that state of humanness, of worry, frustration, anger, push energy, you know, craving, whatever it is, and put myself back into the state of the inner warrior. Is that helpful?
Yeah. Definitely. I think it's the simple things are the best ones, because we can do them basically everywhere. And in most situations, it's also socially acceptable to do this. And it's important that we have these kinds of tools that we can use easily and wherever we are. And yeah, I absolutely love this.
And that's why the book was so important for me, Jorgen, was, you know, just to make it simple and really, really, really easy to read. So you know, because us men, I know before I did this work, I read a lot now, but before my accident, I hardly ever picked up a book. I didn't do very well at school, you know. I knew what I wanted to do, so it's making it simple. We often get too complicated. I think the process is simple. It is really simple. The work is being conscious enough or aware enough to actually choose. That means you have to acknowledge the way you're feeling and choose in that moment, right? I'm now aware of how I'm being. I choose to step into my power, and I'm going to do my breath. I'm going to bring a vision to mind that comes from my heart, and I'm going to step into that power. That's where the work is, but the process is really simple.
That's so true. Yeah. And it's amazing to know that it's within our power whenever we are aware. When we become aware, we know that there's something that we can do about it. And I wanted to get back to something that you mentioned, how you were when you were younger. What would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
That's a great question. I would say relax, enjoy the moment, create that awareness. When I was younger, I had probably five conversations going at once in my head. They probably called it ADHD now. And I was always busy. I had to move, and I still have that challenge at times. I still have to keep myself busy. But if I was talking to my younger self, I'd definitely just say, breathe, relax, enjoy the moment, just whatever it is, step into that power and love it. Love every single minute of your life.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. I'm sure that we all resonate with this, and we all have our moments when we feel like the whole world is relying on us to do all kinds of things and to be doing things all the time. And this is a really great reminder to just breathe, relax, and enjoy this moment. I also wanted to ask you something. Do you happen to remember when it was the first time when you experienced gratitude, when you had that deep knowing that you are in a grateful state, not just the concept of gratitude, but actually living it fully?
Yeah, the first time when I sort of awoke was all of a sudden I realized that I created everything. And I can remember in the middle of downtown Auckland on the viaduct, which is our biggest city, hundreds of people around me, and I'd just gone out for something to eat, and I decided I was going to call my parents to pretty much say that, you know, I forgive them for whatever I thought my perception was, you know, at that time growing up. And just the tears just flowed out of me, and all this emotion flowed out of me. I can remember my mum saying, "You okay? You all right? Darling, you're okay?" And all I could say, "Yes, mum, I just want to say how much I love you. I really love both of you, and how much I really am grateful for my upbringing and having parents like you." And I can still feel that emotion even right now in my chest, you know, that love, that unconditional love for everything, you know.
Amazing, yeah. Beautiful. I think that's a really inspiring moment, a really powerful moment that, yeah, I hope everyone gets to do. And if you haven't done it already, now might be a good time to think about doing it. I've had a similar moment, and yeah, it's really beautiful, because you never know, you know, like if you still have your parents, if they're still alive, it's a really good idea to do something like this, of course, however you feel like doing it, because yeah. The present moment is the best one to do it.
Yeah, mate. And sometimes it feels you have to work yourself up to that, because, you know, at that moment it wasn't easy to pick up that phone, but once I did, all this emotion just opened me up. And it's understanding now that my whole life was for me. My accident was for me. If I hadn't had my accident, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today, and I wouldn't be on this beautiful podcast. speaking to the thousands of people that are listening, you know. I'd be still working on my farm, probably meeting one or two people throughout the week. and here I have, I've done all these amazing things, and it was all because of my ego self-talk that created the opportunity. So therein, as Apostle Paul would say, therein I found gratitude in my accident. And man, that when you can get to that place, life gets a lot easier.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. And you mentioned your parents, being grateful for them. I'm wondering if you would like to share who are some people in your life that you're grateful for aside from them.
Oh, my beautiful wife, the same girl that helped me on the farm those many years ago. I must have seen potential in her, mate, because I ended up marrying her and having two beautiful kids after accident. So I've got this beautiful 18-year-old ready for the world and a 15-year-old. I'm grateful for my older two twin girls who are 31 and their five grandchildren between them and their husbands. I'm grateful for the people in my life, my friends, my extended family. Oh, mate, I could go on. I'm actually grateful for each one of these listeners today that hear this. More than they actually probably know. I just thank you. Thank you for listening to Jorgen. Thank you for seeking out awareness of that beautiful power that you possess through gratitude.
Wow. Such a wonderful message. And yeah, I can only imagine that the list could go on for quite a while. And yeah, I could feel the gratitude, and it's wonderful that we get to share in this moment of gratitude together, along with our listeners. And yeah, just being in this grateful state is a wonderful thing in this present moment. So yeah, thank you for doing that.
Beautiful. Just felt right.
So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience get in touch with you? Where can they find out more about you?
Social medias, and LinkedIn and Instagram, as well as Facebook. I've got my website, which has got amazing resources on it, wayneforrest.com. Wayne and Forrest is one word, and Forrest has two R's in it. I've also got a complimentary gift for the listeners. This complimentary gift is a one-on-one 45-minute call with me, where we together look at, I get to help you look at that struggle, that challenge in your life that might be blocking you to creating the life that you would love. Then secondly, looking at what is it that you would love. We call that, you know, your dream or your vision. And we, you know, if everything worked out, what would that look like? And then the third part is the assessment part, where I give you a step, an actionable step, to help you move from where you are to where you would love to be. And we can set that up so you can move into the actual action step. This has a value on it. It's $250 US, but for the listeners, it's complimentary. So I'll put a link. I'll give you a link to put in the show notes, and they can hit that. I've only got 15, enough room for 15 scheduled for the month. So if they want one, don't dilly-dally. Get in there, hit the link, fill out the form, and you'll get an email soon after from me with my calendar, and we'll work out a time.
Amazing. That's so generous. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. An absolute pleasure. I've really enjoyed this, Jorgen. It's just beautiful to connect on a soul level with the topic of gratitude. So I'm very grateful for you and what you're doing out in the world.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate your kind words and your beautiful presence. And thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me, mate.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Jorgen Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.